Sometimes Birkat Amazon, the Beracha can be Minat Torah, the Oraita. Other times Birkat Amazon can only be on a rabbinical level. It's important to know when it's the Oraita, when it's the Rabbanan, especially in cases where a person has a safek, if he made Birkat HaMazon or not. If the Birkat HaMazon is on a Deoraita level, we'd have to repeat the first three Berachot of Birkat HaMazon. If it's the Rabbanan, so then we would say safek the Rabbanan, and therefore he doesn't have to go repeat the Birkat HaMazon. So one item that is clear is to be Hayab Birkat HaMazon in the Torah, you need Besabarta. You need to be full. If a person is not satisfied, so although he might have to make Birkat HaMazon because he ate a kezayit of bread, but if that kezayit of bread did not satisfy him, the chayyum Birkat HaMazon is only midrabbanan. Now, it should be pointed out that the poskim say that when you're eating bread, even if you are satisfied with other items as well, which means in conjunction with the bread you ate other foods and together you have satisfaction, that's considered kedis sivi'a, and the Birkat HaMazon would be mid-de'oraita. It does not have to be a kedis sivi'a necessarily, a bread alone. It can be in conjunction with the other foods. Furthermore, it does not necessarily mean that if you ate a kezayit only, you're not hayam in a Torah. Some people have small stomachs. Or you have an old man, he eats a kezayit already, he's full. So therefore it's possible that if a person ate a kezayit of bread and he's full, so then he also be hayab Birkat HaMazon min HaTorah. Although we say that Birkat HaMazon, when you eat a kabetzah, because normally a person eats a kabetzah, he would be full. But if a person, let's say, eats a kabetzah and he's not full, a guy ate a whole pizza and he's not full, so his Birkat HaMazon is not midoraita, because he does not have sivi'ah. It's not just a magical shi'ur. It goes on with Sabbath. Torah did not give a shi'ur. Torah only gave a shi'ur of satiation, which is being full. Now, the question that we discussed today is that there are some Rishonim that hold that in order to make the Birkat HaMazon, meaning when you're satiated, it doesn't only mean that you satisfied your hunger, but you also satisfied your thirst, which means that you're not thirsty. But if at the time that you make the Birkat HaMazon, although you're full from food, but you're thirsty, so that's like what's called Besabarta. And therefore, the Birkat HaMazon would only be Midrabbanan. The Bein Ish Chai actually holds like that in Parashat Chukat and Shana Rishona, where he writes that if a person is ta'ev lishtot, he's desiring and he has a desire to drink, then Birkat HaMazon will only be Midrabbanan. However, that's not the opinion of the majority of the Rishonim. As a matter of fact, Chacham Avadya argues on the Bein Ish Chai in that case and says that even if a person is ta'ev lishtot, his Birkat HaMazon will still be on a deoraita level, and therefore if he has a safek, he would have to repeat the Birkat HaMazon nonetheless. But of course, this is an easy way to solve it. If a person has water in front of him, so what does it cost? Let them just drink the water and let him satisfy his thirst. There's no mitzvah to go against those nishonim. Means if you didn't satisfy that condition, we'll still say it's deoraita. But if it's easy to satisfy the condition, so of course, let him drink water. Because again, if a person has a chance to fulfill Birkat HaMazon on a derabanan level or deoraita level, according to everybody, you should try to satisfy it. So therefore, again, while it's not mandatory for him to drink during the Seudah, however, if he's thirsty and he wants to satisfy that opinion and it's easy for him to drink, of course he should. But I want to point out that even according to those Nishonim, it's not that they say that you have to drink to make it a deoraita. For example, let's say a person's eating and he's not thirsty. He doesn't have any desire to drink. Some people, you know, they don't get thirsty. So therefore, even those Nishonim will hold it's deoraita, the Birkat HaMazon. They're only talking about where v'ta'ev lishtot, where they have a urge to drink and they don't satisfy. But according to everybody, without an urge, there would be no question. If a person's satisfied, meaning from the food, then the Birkat HaMazon would be on a deoraita level.